Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Poachers are pushing Asian rhinos to extinction. The already endangered Asian rhino is being pushed toward extinction by a boom in poaching to feed the trade in so-called traditional medicines, according to the conservation organization Worldwide Fund for Nature International. The latest surveys show there are only 2,900 of the horned animals left in their one-time extensive range from Pakistan across northern India and down through Southeast Asia into Vietnam and Indonesia, the body said. At least 86 had been killed by poachers in the last 4 years, mainly in India and Nepal, 15 of them in a recent 5-month spate of poaching in Nepal. There's no room for complacency in our battle to save this species, said specialist Elizabeth Kempf in a new WWF report, Wanted Alive, Asian Rhinos in the Wild. The Asian rhino will only be saved from extinction if we can reduce the pervasive ongoing demand for traditional Asian medicine and restore its shrinking and fragmented habitat. Poachers sell rhino horns, hooves, and other body parts to syndicates producing powders and ointments widely popular across Asia, which are claimed to cure a variety of illnesses and increase sexual potency in men. The WWF report said that the three species surviving in Asia, the one-horned Javan rhino was the most threatened, especially in Vietnam, where at most 8 were left. Another recent study said that this number was down to 3. In Indonesia, the Javan variety was down to 60, while the two-horned Sumatran rhino was down to 300 in Indonesia and Malaysia, its main remaining habitat. Both are on the United Nations Red List of highly endangered species. In India and Nepal, the remaining 2,400 greater one-horned rhinos are under pressure not just from poachers, but also from land clearance for farming and logging, which reduces their habitat to small, isolated forest areas. The WWF said the African rhino, a two-horned variety which, unlike the Asian forest and mountain-dwelling variety, lives mainly on savanna land, now totaled around 11,000 out of tens of thousands or more at the start of the last century. The most endangered was the northern white rhino, which lives largely in conflict zones in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo, although there were nearly 8,500 of its cousin, the southern white rhino, in a range from Kenya to southern Africa. The slightly darker black rhino, which shares a similar range, totals around 2,600. Dozens of species of rhinos once ranged side by side across much of the world, and ancient skeletons have been found in England as well as Asia and Africa. They are also portrayed on 30,000-year-old cave drawings in France. This story from Reuters News Service. Shoot-to-kill orders on tigers in Malaysia. Tigers will be shot on sight in Jeli, Kelantan, Malaysia. Authorities said the decision was made after an interagency meeting. On whether alternative methods like trapping and transferring the tigers elsewhere had been considered, one official said, "Malaysia already has far too many tigers. The point is, tigers must not be in Jeli anymore. They are better off dead. I agree that they should be shot, for there is no use in keeping them alive. The country's money could be put to better use, like providing education and other social amenities," the official added. The authorities are enlisting the help of soldiers from army camps in Jeli to shoot the tigers. "The welfare of tigers cannot be above that of humans. Jeli is no longer a virgin jungle with no humans. It is quite well populated," the official said. On August 3rd, a man here narrowly escaped death after he was mauled by a tiger while tapping rubber. The attack was the fourth such incident in Kelantan this year. The victims of the first three attacks, all rubber tappers, died. Meanwhile, the Worldwide Fund for Nature Malaysia has condemned the announcement. "We are shocked and appalled by this news. The proposed slaughter is cruel, inappropriate, unnecessary, and illegal under federal law," said its executive director. He said tigers are a totally protected species. He added that WWF was willing to assist the state government to find solutions. This story was written by Meng Yu Chong. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go compromise in the